And we welcome you back to McGinnis on Tap here on Monday. I had the great pleasure today of teeing it up in the Forsyth Country Club. First tee pro-am, celebrity pro-am. And I had the good fortune of playing with Del Curry, who beat my brains out. We're not going to talk about that, though, Del, because this is but welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me. We'll play better tomorrow. We'll leave it at that.
We will play better tomorrow, no question about it. These days, you are the color commentator for the Bobcats. But more than that, I think all sports fans know you as Dad these days.
Exactly. You know, I walk around and I see dads with their young sons, and they'll pull me aside and say, hey, tell their son, you know, this is Del Curry. They look at their dad like, who? And they'll say, oh, this is Stephen and Seth's dad. Oh, yeah. So he played too. So I guess if you want to be known for something, it's always good to be known as a father of your sons.
Well, and they had a great example in you. You had a wonderful college career at Virginia Tech, fantastic NBA career. You were voted sixth man of the year. I mean, you gave them a pretty good example to go by.
Well, you know, I had a pretty good career and was able to take my family along with me, having two young sons while I played in the league. I think it was a big advantage for them being able to follow dad around to practice and games and learn how it's done, learn the work ethic. They both have good work ethic. They both play. Seth is playing for a very good coach, one of the best in the country, and then Stephen as well played for Bob McKillop. So, you know, I'm lucky that they went to great universities and learned from great guys the game of basketball.
What did you tell me today tuition would have been for your three kids if you would have had to pay it?
Yeah, my daughter just accepted a scholarship to Elon for volleyball. So added up, if I had to pay for my three kids to go to school where they went, about $700,000. So I'm glad I married the right girl, and Sonya, met her at Tech. She played volleyball, so we passed on some good genes. You know, we're really blessed to have our kids go to three great universities.
I have to ask you, do you remember the first time that each of them beat you in a game of horse?
Actually, I do. My daughter, who'll be a senior next year, she's just as good a shooter as all three of us, but she plays volleyball, doesn't like the sprint work. We still play horse out in the driveway. I'm still the king of the driveway. The games take a long time, and they're gaining on Pops. Don't get me wrong. They're gaining on me, but I'm trying to hold them off. We have not played yet this summer, and this could be the summer where Pops goes to second or third place.
What about on the golf course? I understand that Stefan's a heck of a player.
Yeah, he really is. He loves to play the game. I got him starting in the game when they were young. Stefan plays a lot, whips up on Dad quite a bit. And Seth, now he enjoys the game as well. We can all get out and play together. So it's something, a sport that we can all enjoy, still be competitive, beat around a little bit, but just spend time together.
Our guest is Del Curry. Del, have you made it up to Duke? Have you played the golf course there?
I have. Washington Duke Inn, yes. I've played it since they redid the course. Love that course. So whenever time is available, I try to sneak up, play around, and then check out a Duke game.
That's not bad. And now working with the Bobcats, how you like the broadcasting gig?
I really love it. I was in the front office for 5 years, ready to transition out, and went to TV. I really work with a great guy, Steve Martin. You know, I just follow whatever he says and try to stay out of the way. But we're good friends, first and foremost. We work well together. Stephanie Reddy, our sideline reporter, we've been together 3 or 4 years. And, you know, Bobcats didn't have the best of seasons last year, but our broadcast crew really enjoyed the season. We enjoy working together, and can't wait for next year.
When you look at a team like that struggled so mightily, do you see some positives? Do you see a way for them to build and to grow from where they are?
Well, we often say on the air, it can't get any worse than this. When you win seven games, the only place to go is up. So they have the second pick in the upcoming draft on the 28th. I'm sure they're doing work right now trying to figure out who that guy is going to be. I think the number one guy that consists is that's an easy pick, Davis out of Kentucky. But second, two, three, and four, that's a tough guy. You really got to do your homework, do your due diligence, and find out what player fits your system the best. They're also looking for a head coach. Let Paul Silas go after 2 years. So a lot's going on in the Bobcats front office right now, and I think Michael Jordan and his crew will get it done.
Do you see any trend in who they're calling in? I know I read in the paper they've had like 8 or 9 different guys come in for interviews.
Well, again, I think they need a coach that's young, energetic, but also has the ability to learn, because the Bobcats have a lot of young players. One who's playing in the tournament right here today is Gerald Henderson, good golfer. But he's one of the good young players of the Bobcats at that two-guard position. So it's got to be a coach that's energetic, that can teach young guys how to play and be successful, not only on the court but off.
When you look forward Do you love what you're doing now? Do you want to move on? Do you want to, you know, be in one of the national networks, or is Charlotte home these days?
Charlotte is home for me. I've lived in Charlotte since '88. My wife and I have good roots there. We're involved in the community, and I really like what I'm doing. Again, to be able to travel with the team, get to know the guys on a personal level, and root and cheer for your hometown team while you're getting paid for it as well. It's a big plus for me, so I really like where I'm at.
And you guys have started a foundation there to help some youths, have you not?
We've been involved in the community ever since I played in Charlotte. And, you know, as an NBA player, ex-NBA player now, and I try to instill this not only in my kids but also the Bobcats, you have to get involved in your community. Remember that your fans are the people who support you as individually and therefore support your family. So you want to give back. Your role model, whether you like it or not, you're able to make a good living for your family. I think it's imperative that you give back to your community.
I completely agree. I think that's a phenomenal message, and obviously we're involved in that here this week. I'm going to ask you about the NBA Finals in a second, but do you do any work? We're here because of the First Tee program of the Triad. Do you do other work with First Tee?
We do. Stephan and I both are involved in First Tee in Charlotte. We love golf, and we know golf can change the lives of so many young people. We saw it today with the First Tee kids that are on the course today. It teaches you a lot, not only about the game, but about life and the work ethic and the perseverance it takes to get through life. So golf is fun, but it's also a learning tool.
Is there any correlation? Is there anything that you can take from your NBA career and apply to your golf game, which incidentally, ladies and gentlemen, is pretty good? You hit it hard.
Well, I swing hard in case I do make contact, but I think patience. You can't fire at every pin. You hit a bad shot, you can't worry about it. It's the next play type of attitude where if I made a mistake on the court, forget about it. It's the next play, sort of like that in golf, the next shot. You can't compound your mistake, take your medicine and try to move on. So it teaches you integrity. It really finds out what kind of character you have too.
All right, Dale Curry, break down the NBA Finals. Obviously, we saw Eastern Conference Finals were tremendous. I don't know that anybody can handle Oklahoma City with Kevin Durant playing as well as he is, but what do I know? All I do is watch TV.
Well, sentimental guys and old-school guys like me would have loved to have seen the Spurs and the Celtics, but I think for an excitement factor, Oklahoma City and Miami is the best you can get. Young guys really trying to make a name for themselves in terms of winning championships. I'm going to have to go with Miami just because of the experience. They were there last year. They know what it's like to lose. They don't want to taste that again. Oklahoma City, they're very well coached, good team, good leadership, but you haven't been in that final setting where you're the only two teams. It's a lot of pressure, all the atmosphere, the media attention, everything is on you. I'm sure Scott Brooks will prepare them as best he can, but there's nothing that replaces the experience of having been there and done it, and they have that.
Would you say that the NBA is healthy right now? Would you say that the support, even after all the madness to start the season, would you say the support was back? Did you see that?
Absolutely, especially after this lockout compacted season. You know, a lot of negative atmosphere started the season because of the lockout, but I think the NBA is past all that. The excitement, again, the two teams you have, there's parity in the league where Dallas won it last year. You're going to have a new championship again for the third year in a row. And with the young players that they have in the league, good young character guys, I think the NBA is really healthy.
I think the NBA is healthy. I think the PGA Tour is healthy too. You're headed to the U.S. Open this week. Who do you like out there?
Well, you got to go with Tiger. I'm very excited. I leave this tournament. We wrap up here tomorrow, and I'm going to fly out to San Francisco. Stephson, he's already out there. We're going to play a couple of rounds and then go to the U.S. Open as well. He's really got involved in the community there. He's got some networks going on, so I'm really excited to go out and kind of hang with him for a couple of days. But I think Tiger, he's really playing well. I think the win that he had at the Memorial is really going to catapult him confidence-wise into getting it done.
I agree with you, and you're going to have a great trip.
I cannot wait. We got to close out tomorrow, but then I'm off to the Bay Area.
I think we're four shots back, and your pro, I'll say it. You know what? I'll say it so you don't. Your pro didn't make a birdie today.
Well, it's in you. Absolutely. We can see that. We can see that. We got a good group. We had a lot of fun out there, and we're right in the middle of the pack, so we can go either way.
I'm really looking forward to tomorrow, and I can't tell you what a pleasure it was to meet you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.